Thank you very much, Mr. President. Our delegation would like to express our sympathies with the people and government of Brazil in the face of the devastating floods affecting them. We welcome that we are having a formal plenary meeting in the city on disarmament and development. We believe that this topic is relevant to the city's agenda, similar to other topics like artificial intelligence, gender, youth, and disarmament education. We thank the panelists who have spoken today for their valuable contributions. We believe that disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation can free up important resources for civilian purposes and contribute to the sustainable development goals. In that context, like other delegations, we note the contributions disarmament treaties make in the form of promoting peaceful uses of technologies and to demining and removing other unexploded ordnance. We are also grateful to CIPRI and other researchers examining the military spending, including the scale, the drivers, and the consequences. In that context, we note the findings by our panelists that conflicts are key drivers for military spending and that democracies tend to spend less on the military as a percentage of GDP than non-democratic states. I note that historically democracies are also unlikely to go to war against other democracies. We therefore see conflict prevention and the promotion of democracy as important elements in supporting the sustainable development goals. We also believe that it is critical to curb the illicit trade in arms, particularly of small arms and light weapons, given their negative impact on human security and gender-based violence. We look forward to working with other states and civil society in further examining how we can promote disarmament, international security, human security, and the sustainable development goals. In response to the statement made by the delegation of Russia this morning, we note that we do not accept their rationalizations for their war of aggression against Ukraine in violation of the UN Charter and international humanitarian law. The facts of that armed conflict speak for themselves. Russia's actions have contributed significantly to undermining international security and development. For example, through the destruction of Ukrainian crops and laying of mines on Ukrainian farmland, thereby weakening global food security. Russia's invasion of Crimea and subsequently of the rest of Ukraine have triggered devastating human, economic, and environmental destruction and has increased global military spending. All of this harms our efforts to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Thank you, Mr. President.